Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And this is week four of June Ladies Month here on the Dirt Show. And I will be joined by Sport Compact driver Stephanie Koopman. We will also hear from Ben Beanie from Sorensen's Appliance Repair Service, Mick Rikus from Extreme Powder Coating and the Bumblebee Nationals, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See Toner'sLakeKarting.org for more details.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts, in God we trust.
Are you looking to join a team of hardworking and motivated individuals? Look no further than Bulldog Coatings. We are the industry leader in concrete coatings, and we are looking for full-time installers. We are located in Faribault and install in southern Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Experiencing concrete is awesome, but not required. We are happy to train qualified candidates. Join us and enjoy working outdoors, learning new skills, and becoming part of a great team. Contact us to apply now and be part of something great at Bulldog Coatings. BulldogCoatingsMN.com.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota or Zering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210. Or see AltenbergConstruction.com.
Hi, this is Dave Eason from Hardy & Lubricants Chemicals, the VP Race Gas Distributor. You are listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show. It is week four of June Ladies Month here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Sport Compact driver Stephanie Koopman. And Stephanie, years ago, your father-in-law, Jerry Koopman, raced here at Owatonna before the track was taken out. Jerry is still going strong and still running behind the wheel.
Yeah, it's definitely a family affair that we've got going, and that's what makes it so fun. Dad and Jerry, they have a lot of years behind them.
How many years has your dad been racing?
Oh, goodness. I don't want to age anybody, but it's been a long time. I think he's been racing since he was like 17 or 18 years old, so almost 35 years. It's been a really long time. And same with Jerry. He's been racing since he was really young, too, so they definitely have a lot of seat time.
Well, this is an obvious question with both your dad and Jerry racing, but obviously you met Nate at the racetrack. What do you remember about that very first meeting?
Yes, we did meet at the racetrack. It was 2012. I remember we would always go to the races in Slayton. We lived just two blocks from the track. And I looked at my sister one day and he had won. And I'm like, I wonder if he's cute. It was kind of awkward. And then I got to racing a little more with him and kind of figured out who he was as a person. He's a very, very nice guy, willing to help anyone out at the track. So my dad and I kind of reached out to him and Jerry for some help and support, and it's just kind of hit off from there. I actually invited him to my graduation party, and the rest is pretty much history.
Was the very first date a race?
No, it was actually my graduation party, and then the next day we took off and went to a movie. We do things other than racing, believe it or not.
Well, then you can add to that with this next question, because Enduro is demo sport compact racing. If it has wheels, it seems like the Koopmans are interested, but you also are interested in other things.
Yeah, we definitely, well, Nate has a lot of history with the points championships. I used to be pretty good at this whole racing thing. We love the Enduros. It's really fun. You get a lot of laps behind you in those. Makes for good, some good experience. Yeah, we don't really, I mean, we have a snowmobile, so we kind of do that in the winter, but we really haven't been doing that. We like to go out for family night, play cards. I'm just finishing up school, so I've been focused on that for a long time, which is kind of why I've slowed down in racing, especially this year. I'm trying to just push through. I've got about 2 weeks left as well.
Well, congratulations on that. What are you studying for?
I'm currently a registered nurse, and I'm just getting my bachelor's degree in public health nursing, too.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
When did you first get started and jump behind the wheel and try it out?
I was 13 years old. On my 13th birthday, I made my first debut. It was Nate always makes fun of me. I had an orange and white car with chrome rims. Laughs about the chromies to this day still. So it's been 15 years that I've been racing on and off throughout the years.
And now that you're a veteran driver, you don't have chrome wheels because you put the money in the engine.
Correct.
We have watched you run at Arlington. That has to be pretty intimidating the first time out there because of the speeds that you are turning on a track that size.
Yeah, I really enjoy the half miles. The 3/8 miles are really fun racing at Lake Murray County. That track will always have a special place just because it is like my hometown track. We still enjoy to this day going back on Friday nights and seeing all the locals, especially when our family comes to race. It's kind of slimming down with the amount of family that comes to support us, but everyone's kind of growing up and moving their own ways. The bigger half miles, they are really fun because you do get a lot more speed. Definitely can be intimidating, especially those tracks that have a cement wall all the way around, but they're still really fun.
I am currently reading a book called A Month at the Brickyard, and Johnny Parsons Jr. lays down in vivid detail what it takes to lay down the perfect qualifying lap at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. When you get a rhythm going at one of those tracks and you're hitting your marks and entering the turns where you're supposed to be and you're laying down those very consistent, very constant laps, that's got to feel really good.
It does, yeah. I think the best thing to compare that to is those enduro races. The track can change so much when you're racing a 200-lap enduro, and just being able to read the track every lap and, yeah, you've got to hit those marks in order to be the best. I've really struggled over the past couple of years. I was in a pretty bad accident and it kind of messed with my racing a little bit, but I am starting to feel a little bit better behind the wheel, and it makes a big difference the mindset that you're in too. If you aren't like mentally ready to be on the track, it's not going to be your night.
Sport compact racing is all about momentum. You talk about racing there at Arlington, and I've seen somebody come out of turn two and get blocked in and have to hit the brake. And it literally takes 3 or 4 laps to get the momentum back up and get back to where they were so they can keep moving ahead.
Yeah, momentum is huge in the sport compacts. You've got to kind of keep your speed up. I've always kind of been a person who likes to run the like middle to high line just to keep that momentum up. And then, again, hitting those marks, but the tracks can change, and sometimes that middle high line just isn't there.
The other thing nice to know is with all of your dad and father-in-law Jerry's experience and Nate's experience, that you've got a good car under you. So no matter where you start in a feature, you've always got a chance to come from the rear.
Absolutely, yeah. Those three guys give me more than I deserve in this racing. I've got a safe car. Nate's always willing to put in the extra parts or whatever it takes to make me competitive. Last year was pretty rough. We struggled getting the car running for a long time. It took us about half a season, if not even more, especially since I can't run consistently with my work schedule. And those guys just never stopped. And we actually had a really good car going into Boone Super Nationals last year, which I was pretty excited for. But we got smashed up on the first lap, and it just ended our Boone run.
And I was actually at one of the races where you were ready to race that night and your car was acting up in hot laps. And that's got to be pretty frustrating when you're tuned up, you're excited, you finally got a chance to get behind the wheel, and then the car gives you trouble.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's pretty frustrating when that happens. But and last year, there were some nights where I was ready to just give up, and those guys still stood there with the hood open trying to figure it out. And once we did, it was a whole new ball game. Everyone was just ready to go and ready to see what we could do.
Your true love for Maury County Speedway in Slayton really showed through when you put together Ladies' Night. What a fun event for the ladies. They had different items displayed underneath the grandstand so the ladies could go down there and do some shopping prior to the races. And you also had your car on display, which was great for the young ladies.
Yeah, that was a really big event. We did our first ever wrap last year, and actually every person on my car as a sponsor is a women-owned business. So we kind of had a woman-empowering women team. Yeah, I put together Ladies' Night, got a bunch of the sponsors who were on my car to come down. It was really fun. The kids got involved, and it was a good night. Yeah.
And that night, I had a chance to come down and visit with you for a while, and that's when you were telling me about that crash you had. Talk about that crash and some of the injuries that resulted.
Yeah, so that was at Redwood Speedway back in 2015. I was coming out of turn two, and I got turned in the middle of the straightaway and hit the wall head on. When I finally, came to with what happened, I never lost consciousness, but it kind of sets you back in your seat a little bit. I went to get my head unstuck because I don't know if it was the seat that had twisted or the cage. I can't remember right off, but my head was actually stuck. And when I went to get out of the car, I realized I had hurt my back. It was pretty scary. Unfortunately, I was racing one of Nate's cars at the time, so my hips are a little bit wider than his. I didn't fit perfectly, which is maybe part of the reason that I hurt my back, but I'm a lot better now. I really don't have any complications from that crash. I had a concussion. I spent the night in the ER. It was a big ordeal. So to say it kind of ruined my trust on the racetrack a little bit for other drivers is definitely huge. We've all seen a big difference since that crash in 2015.
And in all the reading and research I've done on drivers over the years, the hardest part is coming back and that first night back at the track.
Absolutely. It took me a couple of months before I could get behind a wheel just because of my injuries. I was actually out of work for 2 months, I think, because of my back. It was pretty bad. But my first night back was actually at Plateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota. And I've never drawn 1 out of 100 before in my life. And I did that night. And I actually pulled off to win. So it was pretty cool.
And we just happened to be down there that night as well, because that track happens to only be about 30 miles from our house. And that's a cool place to race down there along the river.
Absolutely, yeah. We enjoy going down there for enduro. It's kind of sad that they're not open and running this year.
A little bit of interesting trivia. I don't know if you know this, but what I was told about an enduro race a couple of years ago had a lot of rain leading up to the race, and when they had the enduro on the track, the inertia of all of those cars racing around the track actually sloshed the entire racetrack up the wall, and they had to pull the racetrack off the wall and lay it back down because it actually went all the way up the cement wall.
Yeah, that rain and Mother Nature can play a huge factor in making sure those racetracks are ready to go.
You are definitely a trooper and not afraid to take the long haul. You actually towed all the way down to Bristol Motor Speedway, and it looks like you had some fun along the way as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Nate and Jerry decided they were going, and us girls knew we couldn't take the pressure and stress of not being there. And it's a really cool place, once-in-a-lifetime experience. We'd love to go back, but they've kind of changed things. Us girls, actually, we took my mom's vehicle down there, and we had to unpack the vehicle the night before and load up a motor to bring down to them. So it was an experience. It was really fun. We'd do it again if we had the chance. Nate let me drive the car on the track one time. It's just cool to be there. Like, you're the center of attention. It's awesome.
Was that the motor they were swapping in a parking lot, the one that you hauled down?
Unfortunately, they actually swapped quite a few down in Bristol. They did not have the best of luck. But yeah, that was one of them.
And speaking of road trips, you took one heck of a road trip last fall to Cedar Lake Speedway in the legendary 100.
Yeah, that Cedar Lake Speedway has definitely become one of my favorite tracks. It's such a nice facility for what you see in like the Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa area. I really, really enjoy that legendary 100. The enduros are really fun. Everyone kind of respects each other. You can get into some mishaps, but the past couple of years, I've had some really good luck there. Last year didn't turn out the best. With 17 to go, the motor let go, but it had a lot of laps on it.
One of the things the fans miss is all the prep and planning at home before you actually hit the road for a long weekend. And to do all of that and have everything along to get consistent finishes and victories along the way, that's a big undertaking at home.
Absolutely. Nate and Jerry are in the shop every single night. Like you say, that's a lot of what people don't see is the amount of time and effort that goes into this, even if you are just racing a sport compact. Unfortunately, it is the most affordable class. Well, fortunately for us, but people don't see that either, the financial burden that it can take to be out on the track consistently, especially when you're like Nate running for a national title. Last year was a lot, so it's kind of nice this year to relax a little bit and just go have fun when and if we want to.
Not only are you racing, you're finishing up school, but you have one spoiled rotten dog to take care of.
Yes, we do. He loves going racing with us. It's really fun.
Your husband became a five-time IMCA Sport Compact National Champion last fall. That has to be something that you feel really great about because you accomplished it together.
Absolutely. It's definitely a team effort around here. There were, I think I can count on one hand, the number of nights we only brought one or two cars to the track. Most nights we were in tow with four or five cars. So if you think about the time and effort that goes into just making his car national championship worthy, you got to multiply that by three or four every single night, and it's a ton of work.
And on top of that, I can't imagine the amount of miles you would put on one hauler and one trailer, let alone four or five in a single night.
We do put on a ton of miles. Thankfully, we have some tracks that are close to us, but you also have to travel, especially when you're running for a title. We did finally get a two-car hauler, and my dad has one too, so that helps save a little bit on the miles that we put on the truck, but you're still going.
After that season, it was great to see you guys get away last winter to Mexico and actually do some relaxation. Were either one of you able to sit still for very long?
Yeah, we love going on trips. We actually try to go every single year. It started to become more of a family thing, which makes it really fun to get away. And just like you say, after a long season like that, you have to just relax and enjoy everything life has to offer. That's one thing. Especially this year, we're kind of taking a step back and learning that there's a lot more to life than racing every single day. And it's nice. Very nice.
Most memorable race so far in your career. And that would mean maybe someone was at the race that is no longer with us, or you finally won at a track you had been struggling at for years.
I think everyone can say that their first ever feature win is a really big one. I'll never forget that one. When I first started racing, my grandma, who never, ever went to the racetrack, came to support me. And that was really cool. It was the only race she like ever attended in her last 40, 50 years of living. So that one was pretty cool. To say I have one specifically isn't really fair. There's a lot that stand out there. More recently, Nate's grandfather and I went for a date night to the Fairmont Raceway. I wasn't racing, but him and I sat in the stands. That was a really fun night, too. So definitely two people who are no longer with us that supported everything we did and were probably two of our biggest fans. And then the Fear Lake Enduros. The place on the board there atop 60 cars is huge. And to see my name on the board the past couple years has been awesome.
Biggest win so far in your career?
Oh, man. I don't have a ton of wins behind me. I think my first one was probably the biggest and most memorable. And the night I beat Nate in Arlington for the first time ever, that was pretty cool, too.
Favorite track and why?
Like we kind of talked about, Murray County Speedway definitely just has a special place because it's my hometown track. It's where my love of racing ever started. And then Cedar Lake Speedway. They've got an awesome facility.
The racing friends you have made over the years, those relationships, whether you're racing or not, are going to last a lifetime.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of pretty close friends who do the racing stuff with us. As people have got to know who Nate and I truly are as individuals, that's really started to grow. We've got friends down in Iowa that we hang out with often. And yeah, it's just that racing family is something everyone should experience.
And you've both been doing it a long time, but you're still trying new places. Recently, KRA Speedway in Wilmer.
Yeah, we've got a really good buddy in Slayton who's a good friend of my dad's who actually bought a mod for and wanted Nate to race it. So a new car, new track, lucky to meet some new people, new fans, new friends. It's kind of neat to see him test himself a little bit and get behind something that he's not familiar with. Definitely more nerve-wracking for me, though.
Goals for the 2023 season?
My ultimate goal right now is finishing school, which is why I haven't been behind the wheel much. I'd love to get down to Boone Speedway again and actually have a really good run. I've never had good luck there. But just yesterday, I told the dad that no matter how much I said I wanted to go, they weren't supposed to let me. So I don't know if we'll go down there to race or just to have a good time. I'd love to get and win this season. That's a big thing with racing. Get behind the wheel, get the car running strong again after our wreck in Boone and show them that I've still got it.
Well, good luck finishing up the rest of the school year, and I know you still got it, so get that car together and get out there, and we hope to see you at a racetrack very soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Big jobs on big properties demand a big side-by-side. A side-by-side like the first ever Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew. This flagship model delivers serious power and performance where you need it most. Even more, it offers best-in-class comfort for six occupants with backseat legroom beyond compare. As for build quality, well, let the Honda name speak for itself. Head to Trimble's in Austin, Minnesota and see the all-new Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew today. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. Racer owner Ben Bainey and racer Travis Underdahl service the entire Cowes listening area. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today at 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of four. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
If you'd like to win a brand new 2023 70th anniversary Z06 Corvette with the Z07 Performance Package and $25,000, visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win. You'll not only be able to get tickets to win this stunning 2023 Vette, but you'll also be supporting the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville. This 2023 70th anniversary Z06 Corvette comes in white pearl tri-coat metallic with satin gray stripes and is a fundraiser for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So if you'd like a chance to be driving this new 2023 Corvette Stingray this August, visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win. Our winaz06corvette.com will be drawn for on Saturday, August 19th. Good luck in the drawing.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pin-you-in-the-seat feeling of a big-block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Extreme! Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme Powder Coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Ben Beeney from Sorensen's Appliance Repair Service here in Owatonna. And Ben, since the last time we spoke, you added another racer to the service team.
Yes, we got Travis Underdahl. Great addition, great tech. We're happy to have him on board.
Racers are efficient, they're good with a wrench, and they can usually get there on time even if they're running late.
He's definitely good with his hands. He knows what he's doing. Like I say, very efficient, super friendly guy. And, yeah, it's always fun to work with other racers.
And I know I follow you on Facebook, and it also looks like you've got your hands full at home with the kids. The racing bug hasn't fallen far from the tree.
No, Chase is a year and a half old, likes sitting in the race cars when they're running. Likes to be around him, likes anything with a motor. We're looking forward to the years to come for him to possibly drive something.
Back in March, we had you at the 2023 Home and Recreation Show here in Owatonna. You were a huge hit, not only because you showcased your asphalt late model, but also because there is a huge need for appliance repairmen in this area.
Absolutely, and we've really seen it growing in the last 3.5-4 years. So we're excited to see what comes in the local area from that. Also, that home show, what a great event. We got a lot of walkthrough traffic. I'm very happy with the outcome.
And the nice thing with that is it was a chance to showcase racing and also have people that may not even know cars like that race in this area where they can find them.
Absolutely. Lots of dirt cars, asphalt cars, not so many down here. So it's kind of cool to bring that out. And like I say, a lot of lookers, very cool time to do that.
The other comment I am hearing about your business is that you actually come out and do the work, and then the fact that you actually show up and complete the repair. It is sad that we are actually to that point in our country where that is something people don't expect anymore.
Yeah, when we say we're going to come out, we'll come out, you know, do it from A to Z, take care of all the needs as far as appliances. And yeah, we really pride on ourselves on time, efficiency, and give the public what they what we can give them.
Another comment that has come up lately is the trades. Where are these people learning how to weld or to be an electrician or to be a plumber or to know what you know about appliances? It's really getting to be an issue in this country.
Yeah, you could almost say it's like a lost art. You know, there's fewer and fewer schools for stuff like what we do. Every year it seems like one drops off. So the older gentlemen that knows what they're doing, that's the best people to learn from. Yeah, so we try to, like myself and Brian, some of the older guys, try to pass down that knowledge to the younger guys I'm trying to bring on. So that's invaluable.
And also, with the economy, you see more older cars on the road. I'm sure you're running into people trying to get some more life out of their appliances. And you've probably seen some pretty old ones that are still doing okay.
Absolutely, yes. So we try to fix everything and anything. Obviously, parts become an issue, what you can get parts for. But, we try to fix everything and anything at all cost, just because new appliances are also, you know, they're not giving those away anymore. So, yeah, we do our best.
Another thing, customer service. I can't say enough about the quality and prompt response I get when I have you over to work on an appliance issue. I think this is part of your DNA, being on time, organized, and very cleanly, because literally everything you own is like that.
Yeah. You know what? I was brought up that way. I pride myself on all of my personal stuff and business stuff being organized, neat. The guys at the office, they run a very tight ship there too, which is, you know, bleeds down to everyday service techs in the field, keeping them on track. So yeah, we pride ourselves in keeping it clean, keeping it right.
Obviously, your dad told you don't leave the socket wrench laying out in the grass after you're done working on your bike. There is a place for it.
You know what? I've hit a few of those, my dad's hit a few of those with the lawnmower, and you learn real fast that, yeah, that's not the place for it.
Commercial clients are also discovering that you can service a large area and multiple appliances in one single stop.
That's correct. It's a new avenue we've taken on in the last year, trying to hit the commercial field really hard. It's going great, and we're getting good feedback. But, yeah, we're excited to keep going with that avenue.
Now, you're also sitting here wearing a Mark Noble shirt. Where did you get that, and what's the story behind that?
This shirt here is probably, I bet you it's 5-8 years old. I got a couple more in a bag at home, so I kind of save them. I do like them. And, yeah, we got to support the Noble family as much as we can. He's still out racing B-Mods this year down in Fairmont, so it's cool to see them guys still doing that.
Plans for running the late model the remainder of the racing season?
We're currently in the middle of building a new shop in the behind the house there, so I got kind of stuff scattered out everywhere. I'm hoping in the next month we can get it starting to get dialed in. That car is going to require a lot of time, a lot of precision. So, yeah, I would say in the next month hopefully we can get it on the track.
Another guy running a little asphalt this year is Doug Hilson out of Blooming Prairie. When I would see him down at Craige Ford, he had a picture of his old asphalt late model from the late 70s, early 80s in the top of his toolbox, and now it's pretty cool seeing him back in the statistics.
Absolutely. Uncle Doug has been, I've always looked up to him, and it's cool to see him back in an asphalt late model car. Talking to him, he's having fun, and yeah, I can't wait to run door-to-door with him.
How can you find out more about Sorensen's Appliance Repair Service?
Absolutely. You can catch us on Facebook at Sorensen's Appliance Service, or you can go on sorensensappliancedservice.com. We got a new website up and going, or give us a call, 507-256-7766.
Ben, thanks for all you do. Thanks for your time, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thanks, Colleen. We appreciate you guys. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with a professional. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are the definition of professionals. For over 42 years, they have dedicated their lives to collision repair along with the training, knowledge, and skills that come with the job. Go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault, 507-332-2434. Midwest Collision.
Fast shafts, drive shafts are used by Jake Tim, Tom Barry Jr., Derek Ramirez, Kyle Strickler, Jonathan Davenport, Derek Green, Dalen Murdy, and more. And they currently build drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Fast shafts is also a longtime title sponsor of the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals and support a number of competitive series nationwide. Buy directly from Fast Shafts or from their network of dealers. Shipping daily across the country or worldwide. See fastshafts.com.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Attention hay farmers, Rhino Egg now has a fast and easy way to handle the gathering, lifting, loading, and offloading of square hay bales using only one operator. The ACG-10 Acumia Grapple is the one tool you'll need to replace at least three or four teenagers throwing bales. Save time and money with Rhino Egg Hay Tools. Check out the new hay tools at rhinoegg.com.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Mick Rikus from Extreme Powder Coatings. And Mick, it's very cool to see how Extreme Powder Coatings has stepped up to support the Sport Compact Division. Friday night, May 26th, you sponsored the Clash of the Tuners at Fairmont Raceway and had some great competitors show up, including today's guest, Stephanie Koopman.
Yeah, it was definitely a good field. Lots of tough competition. I think that one was 450 to win, I believe. And yeah, it looked to be a real good race, and definitely happy we can do that sort of thing. Being in the Sport Compact world, it's obviously a hobby of mine, and it's great to be able to support that and, you know, try to get the cars to show up and put on a good race for the fans.
The next stop, Thursday, July 6th at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, the 7th annual Bumblebee Nationals, $1,000 to win and $100 to start the feature. This is going to draw in huge competition.
Yeah, it should be another good one. It's always a fun race. This is the second year of us sponsoring it. I think it's $1,000 cash to win, and then we're doing the $500 powder coating certificate on top of that. So should be an awesome night. Hopefully the car count's good. You know, 20, 25 plus cars would be great. We've got people that travel from all over the country, honestly, to go to it. I think Michigan and most of the Midwest. So should be a fun one.
There are also some great contingency prizes up for grabs, like the hard charger, longest tow you talked about, maybe from Michigan, and the hard luck award, which nobody really wants to win.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of cool things like that, contingency stuff. Hopefully we don't end up with the hard luck award this year, but yeah, just, you know, kind of making it a good payout for the whole field. So it's a real neat event like that.
You talk about your personal passion for the Sport Compact Division. Will we see you behind the wheel?
Yeah. Hoping to. We'll see what happens. You know, kind of comes down to timing, but yeah, that's one of the few races I can get to in a year and always look forward to it. So last year we had a little bit of hard luck, but see what happens this year.
How about Logan? You think we can get him off the flag stand long enough to run the race?
Yeah, it's surprising that I don't think he's raced that one yet. He's, you know, got back into the compacts more and more. And yeah, that'd be sweet to race against him again. You know, I've been racing with him since like 2007 or so, but you know, I guess he's definitely doing his part to, you know, promoting this event, and can't blame him too much for not racing in it. But yeah, it'd be sweet if we could get him out there.
Mick, you talk about the $500 powder coating certificate, which is also up for grabs at the Bumblebee Nationals. Talk about powder coating. If you get on your website, you guys do so many types of powder coating. If you have something metal out there,
that's rusty that you need to preserve, you guys can clean it up and then coat it. Or if you have something brand new that you do not want to rust, you can also fix that.
Yeah, we can kind of do it all. We've got, four plants here in Minnesota, kind of specializing on different types of equipment, parts, that sort of thing. But yeah, we can take high volume 1,000 part orders, which are typically new, and process those efficiently. But we can also take the rusted up frame, the worn out chassis, whatever it may be, and clean it up and get a super durable finish on it to last for years to come. So we kind of do it all, the routine stuff, but then also the custom types of finishes as well.
Mick, thanks for all you do in the powder coating industry. Thanks for your passion for racing and also your passion for sport compacts and supporting those big events. And thank you for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yes. No problem. You're very welcome. Appreciate everything you do for the sports as well. It's just a great hobby to be into. Hopefully we can get the car counts back up and, just see what the future holds for the sport. So appreciate what you do and, keeping dirt racing in the forefront. So appreciate that.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Packaging the impossible inside the possible through service, quality, and expertise. Hi, this is Holly, the new general manager at Foamcraft Packaging. We are your foam and wood packaging experts in Minnesota. If you are a business owner or in charge of your packaging, we want to talk to you. We specialize in designing and manufacturing wood crates, pallets, and foam inserts, and are here to help keep your products protected in transit. We are here to help you. Visit us at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force load machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
This is 12-time veteran of the Indianapolis 500, Johnny Parsons, Jr., and you are listening to The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Steve from Poles Electric. Do you have electrical projects in your future? Poles Electric can help. Poles Electric offers industrial, commercial, farm, and residential electrical services in Minnesota and northern Iowa. We have 24-hour emergency service, design build, automation, underground boring, solar installation, and much more. Poles Electric has a great staff and can assist you with your electrical needs. Look us up at ColesElectric.com or call us at 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our stores, a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show. And you know what they always say, if you want to know something,
Ask an Expert. And the grills are going to be firing up for the 4th of July weekend, and a lot of people will be doing barbecued ribs. And I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, give us some tips of making fall-off-the-bone delicious barbecued ribs.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clayne, they're really pretty easy. A lot of people get nervous when they're going to do ribs on the grill, but here's the way I do them on the grill. And, you know, if you got a better way, go ahead and use it. I'm just saying this is how I do them. I don't peel my ribs. A lot of people want to peel the membrane off the back. I feel it keeps more juice in them, leaving the membrane on, but do it however you like to. But what I do is take a nice rack, or if you're doing half a dozen racks, whatever, of loin back pork ribs. What I do is season them lightly with our Cookies Flavor Enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. And then what I do is lay them on heavy-duty foil and then either put crushed pineapple and a little bit of the juice, or just straight pineapple juice, eighth of a cup to a quarter of a cup to each rack of ribs. But pour that over the top of them, seal the foil tight, and put it on about a 250, 275 degree grill. And let them on there for about an hour and a half. And then open it up, peel the foil back a little bit on the top, and see if they're tender yet. If they're not, close them up and give them another half an hour. But as soon as they're tender, then what I do is just peel the foil back and glaze it with any one of our Cookies barbecue sauces, whether, you know, original sweet hickory, western style, tangy mustard, whatever flavor you like. Just glaze them nicely with that and leave them on there about another half an hour to kind of let that sauce caramelize into them. And the enzymes in that pineapple helps tenderize the meat. And I'll tell you what, they'll be fall off the bone tender. And that little bit of pineapple in there really gives them a nice flavor, Clayne.
And the nice thing, Speed, with your great lineup of products, if they just like a great dry rub, they can use the Cookies Flavor Enhancer. And you also offer all of those different sauces to basically suit any palate.
That's right. And you know, they're available in all your finer stores. And if they don't have it, it's not a finer store, and you shouldn't be in there. But we're available in all the stores, and you can also get recipes and order the sauce online, if you can find it, at cookiesbbq.com.
And you can also get a cookbook, you can order all the sauces, or you can get one of those great aprons, because when you look professional, your food tastes professional.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you know, the definition of an expert is anybody wants you to get 25 miles from home. You know, if you're at home, nobody, you know, they don't figure you know anything. But once you get 25 miles from home, you're an expert. And boy, if you have a Cookies apron on, they'll think you're a master chef.
Oh, yeah. You drive to the campground or the racetrack and show up in that, they'll be flocking over for some food.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many friends you can get. So, you know, everybody, all you great listeners out there, thanks for supporting us through the years. And remember, smart cookies use cookies. And enjoy the 4th of July.
Stay cool this summer with a Milwaukee M18 job site fan. Both compact and lightweight, with a 120-degree adjustable head, 9 stopping positions, and 3 speed settings, it provides optimal airflow control along with enough power to circulate air over 40 feet. Right now at Napa, pick up the M18 job site fan for only $89.99. That's a $10 savings. But this deal won't last long, so stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store or shop Napa online today. Offer ends 6/30/23. See store for details. Napa, a proud sponsor of The Dirt Show.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. For over 20 years, Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord, Minnesota has provided everything to modernize and improve your hot rod's performance. Hot Rod Hardware is your specialty aftermarket auto parts go-to solution. From radiators and brakes to suspension, handling, and power. From the drag strip to the street, dirt track to cruise nights, Hot Rod Hardware is your family-owned solution. Check us out at hotrodhardware.com or just call the guys at 507-527-1020. Or as they say, no robots, just real people.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies Sauces and Seasonings.
Last Tuesday, it was IMCA race night at Jackson Motorplex in the Modifieds. Jordan Rogatsky in the Sport Mods, Jared Baumeister in the Stock Cars, Luke Sadoff in the Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst, and in the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson. Last Thursday night, the Sprint Invaders were racing at Eldon, Iowa. Tasker Phillips picks up the $3,000 and the win. And they are also racing Thursday night, June 15th, at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. In the Modifieds, Nick Meyer. In the Stock Cars, Jim Horaci. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf. In the Hobby Stocks, Mike Smith. And in the Sport Compacts, Devin Jones. KRA Speedway in Wilmer was also racing last Thursday night, June 15th. In the Peer Stocks, Ty Schuler. In the Modifieds, Jonathan Olmscheid. In the Midwest Modifieds, Hallie Lee. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist. In the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook. In the Street Stocks, Braden Brower. And in the Hornets, Matthew Dittman. We were at Fairmont Raceway last Friday night, June 16th. In the Modifieds, Josh Ruby. In the Stock Cars, Derek Green. In the B-Mods, Jared Baumeister. In the Hobby Stocks, Gavin Bussinger. In the Tuners, Oliver Monson. And in the Tri-State Late Models, Gary Brown Jr. Murray County Speedway was also racing on Friday night, June 16th. In the Bombers, Maverick Schneider. In the Sport Compacts, Neil Forsberg. In the Hobby Stocks, Katie Gillette. In the Sport Mods, Blake Ahrens. In the Stock Cars, Justin Lunenberg. And in the Modifieds, Dylan Ricks. Night one of the border battle was at Jackson Motorplex on Friday night, June 16th. In the 410 Outlaw Wing Sprint Cars, Mark Dobmeyer. And in the Race Saver Sprint Car A Main, Brandon Busey. I-94 Speedway was also racing last Friday night, June 16th. In the Gen X Late Models, Rick Schroeder. In the Short Trackers, Joe Martin. In the Wasota Late Model A Main, Don Shaw. In the Midwest Modifieds, Mike Nichols. And in the Street Stocks, Keith Torval. Hancock County Speedway was also racing on Friday night, June 16th. In the Modified A Main, Kelly Shryock. In the Sport Mods, Alec Fett. In the Stock Cars, Damon Murdy. In the Hobby Stocks, Mike Smith. And in the Sport Compacts, Brooke Osler. Arlington Raceway was racing last Saturday night, June 17th. In the Hobby Stock A Main, Corey Probst. In the Sport Compacts, Alan Lahr. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Carl Hewitt Jr. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf. In the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Trevor Service. In the Stock Cars, Daniel Ekblad. And in the Modifieds, it was Clint Hattelstead. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 17th. In the B-Mods, Dylan Gettle. In the Modifieds, Josh Angst. In the Stock Cars, Braden Gear. In the Hobby Stocks, Nick Schwabach. And in the Midwest Modifieds, Shane Howell. Viking Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 17th. In the Midwest Modified A Main, Tanner Bitson. In the Modifieds, Danny Bear. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sader. In the Super Stocks, Bailey Roush. And in the Short Trackers, Nick Hiles. Night two of the three-night border battle event was at Knoxville Raceway in a 25-lap 410 wing sprint car A Main. It was Davey Heskins. In the wing 360 sprint car A Main, Chase Randall. And in the Pro Series, AJ Johnson. Mason City Motor Speedway was also racing last Sunday night, June 18th, in the USRA Modifieds, Corey Crasper. In the Stock Cars, Andrew Borchert. In the B-Mods, Taylor Osrud. In the Hobby Stocks, Colby Capel. In the Outlaw Mini-Mods, Nathan Kilwine. And in the Tuners, Ryan Bryant. Granite City Motor Park was racing last Sunday night, June 18th. In the Street Stocks, Braden Brower. In the Hornets, Justin Sklitsky. In the Midwest Modifieds, Zach Benson. In the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden. And in the Modifieds, Don Eichens. And night three of the border battle ended at Huset Speedway on Sunday night, June 18th. In the 410 Outlaw Wing Sprint Car A Main, Aaron Jennington. In the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Dalton DeMaga. And in the Late Model Street Stocks, J.J. Zebel.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
The highest paying race ever at Houston Speedway is now the highest paying sprint car race in World of Outlaws history. It's the Billion Automotive Houston's High Bank Nationals presented by Menards, June 21st through the 24th. Four big nights of World of Outlaws action, $750,000 in total prize money up for grabs, including $250,000 to the overall winner. Get your tickets today at HoustonSpeedway.com. It's the Billion Automotive Houston's High Bank Nationals presented by Menards, June 21st through the 24th.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.